From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin underlines importance of social dialogue for resolving labor issues. Indonesia gets WHO samples for COVID-19 lab assessment. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes that social dialogue among the government, employers, and workers will take place to find solution to labor problems. A study conducted by the International Labor Organization, ILO, in 2021 in 133 countries showed that trade unions collaborate with governments and employers through social dialogue to formulate policies both at national and international levels for strengthening workers' capacities when a crisis hits, as well as developing long-term strategies to overcome the impact of the crisis. He made the statement while attending an event held to commemorate the 67th anniversary of the Confederation of Indonesian Muslim Workers Unions in Sidoarjo, East Java on Friday, as reported by Antara. The commemoration was also attended by Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia and Governor of East Java Kofifa Indar Parawansa. Indonesia has received panels of unknown samples from the World Health Organization, WHO, to examine the proficiency of COVID-19 testing laboratories across the country. This was pointed out by Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin in a statement received by Antara on Friday. He further said that currently the unknown samples are being distributed to 1,034 laboratories in 34 provinces of Indonesia. Once the panels have been tested by the laboratories, the Health Ministry will evaluate and analyze the test results to assess the laboratory's performance. Minister Budi Gunadi also explained that the external quality assurance progress process is important, thus the Indonesian government can find out which laboratories have performed well and which ones need to be improved. Bank Indonesia, BI, predicts that Indonesia's inflation rate in September 2022 will reach 1.10% compared to the previous month or month-to-month as a result of the recent fuel price increase. As reported by Tempo.co, Executive Director of BI's Communication Department, Erwin Haryono, explained that the prediction was obtained based on the price monitoring survey conducted in the fifth week of September. Erwin conveyed on Friday that the main commodity contributing to September 2022 inflation up to the fifth week is fuel and city public transportation. State-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina allocated $11 billion US in capital expenditures to accelerate the new and renewable energy programs. The spending is targeted to run for the next 5 years until 2026. As reported by Tempo.co, the company's Director of Strategic Planning and Business Development, Fadil Rahman, at the Indonesia Millennial and Gen Z Summit held by IDN Media at the Tribrata Dharmawangsa South Jakarta Friday, pointed out that the budget has been so far for installing solar power plants in 400 locations throughout Indonesia. The construction of the solar power plants is planned to be completed in 1.5 years. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Korea's finance ministry stated after a teleconference between finance chiefs of the United States and South Korea that the two countries agreed on Saturday to implement liquidity facilities to stabilize financial markets if needed. As reported by channelsnewsasia.com, the Korean currency won is near its lowest level since March 2009 and has weakened 17% against the surging U.S. dollar so far in 2022 amid a broad sell-off in emerging market currencies as the Federal Reserve aggressively raises interest rates. The ministry said in a statement after the call between the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and South Korea Finance Minister Cho Kyung-ho that the two countries are ready to work closely together to implement liquidity facilities when necessary, such as when financial instability is aggravated by the spread of a liquidity crunch in major economies, including Korea. Malaysian Amni Party Secretary General Ahmad Maslan on Friday conveyed that the Supreme Council of the United Malays National Organization, UMNO, has agreed that Parliament must be dissolved soon so that general election can be held this year. As reported by channelnewsasia.com today, in a statement issued after the party's monthly Supreme Council meeting at night, he said that based on this decision, the Prime Minister will present the proposed dissolution date to the King in accordance with Article 40 of the Federal Constitution. An army captain in Burkina Faso has announced on national television that he has ousted military leader Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henry Damiba. As reported by BBC.com today, Ibrahim Traore cited Lieutenant Colonel Damiba's inability to deal with an Islamist insurgency as the reason. He also announced that borders were closed indefinitely and all political activities were suspended. Lieutenant Colonel Damiba's junta overthrew an elected government in January, citing a failure to halt Islamist attacks, but his administration has also not been able to quell the jihadist violence. On Monday, 11 soldiers were killed when they were escorting a convoy of civilian vehicles in the north of the country. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Patriot,
The first news comes from Magelang, Central Java. The cultural music concert entitled Nada Nusantara, featuring a series of famous Indonesian musicians and carrying out a campaign to use traditional musical instruments, was successfully held in the Borobudur Temple area, Magelang, Central Java, on Tuesday, September the 27th. The concert was part of a series of program activities of the Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology in collaboration with the Atma Nusantara Jati Foundation or Atsanti Foundation. The concert, which took place at Aksobia Park, the Borobudur Temple area, featured a number of Indonesian singers such as Rido Hafiz, Ardito Pramono, Yura Yunita, and Marcelo Tahitu, and musicians from three regions, namely Central Java, Bali, and Maluku. The selection of Borobudur Temple as the location for the concert, apart from containing a long historical value of human civilization, as well as real witnesses that Indonesian archipelago musical instruments have existed since the 8th century AD, proven from carvings of more than 40 types of musical instruments on the Borobudur Temple relief panels. The next news comes from Merangin Regency, Jambi Province. The UNESCO Global Geopark team is conducting an assessment of the Merangin Geopark in Jambi Province, said to be 300 million years old. It contains biota and trees during the Araucarisilan period that have been fossilized and turned into stone. It is located on the right side of Batang Merangin River with a position slope of about 130 degrees. Assessment includes, among others, geobioculture, which will review geological heritage of international value or Permian fossils, education conservation, and implementation of sustainable development goals, including traditional houses and megalithic sites. The latest news come from West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, with members of the Solidarity Action Organization for the Advanced Indonesia Cabinet Era, witnessed the record-breaking of the Indonesian World Record Museum in a 1,000 Sasando concert. The concert, titled Magical Sound of Sasando for the World, was held at the Waterfront Marina Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara, Wednesday night last September the 28th. The record that was broken was a Sasando performance by 1,000 players. Music director of the Magical Sound of Sasando for the World concert, Isyu Nisnoni, explained the concert raised the legend of Sangguana, who is believed to be the creator of Sasando. That was news from Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 1, 1949 about the National Day of Tiongkok. 1st of October 1949, the People's Republic of China was officially inaugurated. The commemoration and victory ceremony were held in Tiananmen Field. Mao Zedong raised the Chinese national flag of communists amid 300,000 soldiers gathering in the square. The ceremony held in Tiananmen Field was the great ceremony of the establishment of the central government of the People's Republic of China. As quoted by JavaPost.com on September 21, 1949, Mao Zedong, director of Political Consultative Conference Preparation Committee of Chinese People, announced the birth of New China in his opening speech at the first session of Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. On October 2, 1949, the government issued the resolution at the National Day of China and stipulated 1st of October as the National Day of the People's Republic of China. Now let's move to another event on October 1st that becomes important day for Indonesia, and it's commemorated as Pancasila Sanctity Day. Pancasila Sanctity Day is to commemorate the murder of 6 generals and 1 army officer in the event of September 30, 1965 movement in Jakarta. At first, Pancasila Sanctity Day was only commemorated by the Indonesian Army. This is regulated in the decree of the Minister, Indonesian Army Commander, number 9779-1966, dated September 17, 1966, which stipulated October 1st as Pancasila Sanctity Day, which must be commemorated by the Indonesian Army. As quoted by Kompas.com, a few days later, the Chief Minister for Defense and Security at the time, Suharto, issued a decree dated September 29, 1966, and he ordered that Pancasila Sanctity Day was not only celebrated among the Indonesian Army, but also had to be carried out by the all Indonesian Army troops by involving other forces and the community. The first commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day was held at Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta, on October 1, 1966. We end today in history with the event of October 1, 2005 about Bali Bombing 2005. The 2005 Bali bombings, also known as the second Bali bombings, was a series of bombings that occurred in Bali on October 1, 2005. 3 bombings, one in Kuta and 2 in Jimbaran, left at least 23 people dead and 196 injured. In November 2005, the police were able to identify the 3 suicide bombers, namely Muhammad Salik Firdaus, Wisnu, and Ayib Hidayat. This suicide bombing had resulted a significant impact on tourism in Bali, considering that on October 12, 2002, a similar bomb attack killed 202 people. Well, listener, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
baru saja ku beranjak beberapa saat sebelum itu. Ada yang mati menunggu sore menuju senja bersama harum mawar
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled B20 Forum Creates Legacy of Sustainable Business Program. The dialogue forum between the global business community or Business 20 B20 in the G20 Indonesia 2022 presidency produces a legacy of programs. They are believed to encourage G20 member countries to continue to collaborate in a sustainable manner, not stopping when the Indonesian presidency ends. Spokesperson for the public communication team of the G20 Indonesia 2022 presidency, Maudy Ayunda, conveyed this in an official statement in Jakarta on Thursday. She said these programs are designed to be a real commitment rather than just a one-time initiative, which will last after the Indonesian B20 presidency or called legacy programs. According to her, legacy programs will provide tangible results for the support of G20 countries on important world issues, namely green transition, inclusive growth, fair and healthy services in the long term, and ensure that B20 results can be implemented in the long term. Maudy Ayunda explained this will also ensure that the work of B20 this year is not only a recommendation from the private sector to the government, but also real programs in the future. Carrying the theme Advancing Innovative, Inclusive and Collaborative Growth, the B20 meeting will encourage the creation of several things, namely innovation in traditional businesses and supporting inclusiveness and an equal position in the business community with the aim that economic growth will benefit the general public. This group encourages government collaboration with various sectors ranging from entrepreneurs, academics, non-governmental organizations, and other related parties in sharing theoretical and practical expertise as an effort to make real change. Maudy Ayunda added, B20 will advance the G20 agenda through private sector-led transformation by establishing 6 task groups and 1 action agency. They include trade and investment, energy, sustainability and climate finance and infrastructure, future of work and education, integrity and compliance, digitalization, and Women in Business Action Council. Its task force and action agency is led by a chief executive officer from Indonesia, and members of the B20 countries would represent the interests of the business world and the Indonesian economy. For Indonesia, the B20 step would result in mutually beneficial policy recommendation between Indonesia and the G20 countries, which would allow all levels of society to enjoy economic growth in the short and long term, But the most anticipated thing was that the forum would be a momentum for Indonesia to display structural reform measures in the midst of a pandemic, such as when the issuance of the law on job creation and the Indonesian Investment Authority. Maudy Ayunda emphasized that the structural reforms carried out by Indonesia will increase global investor confidence in the business climate in Indonesia so that many global partners can work together for mutual benefit in order to help accelerate economic recovery. She admits that the private sector plays a very important role in encouraging economic growth, especially in the region. It is noted this sector is able to contribute 90% to job creation, 80% to government revenues, and 60% to investment. Seeing such a huge impact, hopefully the community will also provide support to the B20 Indonesia presidency for the creation of an innovative, inclusive, and collaborative business ecosystem. That was my Indonesia Today.
I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Secure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself. Don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous. I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. You're so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous every time. And I can barely make a sound whenever you're around. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life. So pure. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself. Don't ever change your style. Oh, you're so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous every time. And I can barely make a sound whenever you're so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around.
You're so fine.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Es Goyang from Jakarta. Memory is a historical piece which has happened. Memory can be remembered through photos, objects, and even food. Jakarta used to have a rich variety of cuisine. Time after time, many culinary delights in old Jakarta are found easily, and they start becoming extinct. Setu Babakan, one of the tourism attractions in South Jakarta, which is also the center of Betawinese culture, has mission to maintain various culinary delights that Jakarta has. One of them is Es Goyang. Listener, actually Es Goyang is not a Betawi culinary, but it comes from Bandung. According to the story, around the 90s, this Es Goyang moved from Bandung and it became famous in Jakarta now. According to the story, it is called Es Goyang because it comes from the process of making it by shaking. The Es Goyang cart is equipped with a cooler in the form of a space filled with ice cubes. Then this cooler is shaken when the ice mixture is inserted into the mold. Therefore, the Es Goyang seller has to push the ice cart everywhere. The Es Goyang seller must also be strong to shake the ice cart. It is sometimes also called ice wax because its long shape resembles a candle. Listener, to make this ice cream, we need ingredients which consist of coconut milk, granulated sugar, food flavors, and the main ingredient is Hankwe flour. Hankwe flour is green bean flour. This type of flour is mostly sold in traditional markets in Jakarta. In its development, to attract buyers, Es Goyang is made with various flavors. To get a variety of flavors, Hankwe flour is added with other ingredients such as avocado, durian, chocolate, strawberry, and pandan. Listener, making Es Goyang is not complicated. The ingredients are mixed until they reach a certain consistency. Then the dough is poured into the mold. Then the mold is put into a cooler containing chunks of ice. Es Goyang seller cart usually have a fairly large cooler in the middle. Before the ice dough freezes, the Es Goyang is given a stab as a handle when enjoyed. Afterwards, the cart is shaken so that the ice dough freezes evenly. After choosing the flavor of Es Goyang, it is given the choice of extra chocolate dough, such as sweet melted chocolate and savory roasted peanuts. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
bukan syair cintamu berdiri dengan teguh, arungi ombak hidupmu penuh ketulusan, penuh kedamaian, dan kau pun jadi warna yang indahkan dunia, harum yang sejukkan rasa, bintang yang serikan jiwa.
Kau bunga abadi.
Warna yang indahkan dunia, harum yang sejukkan rasa, bintang yang serikan jiwa.
Kau bunga abadi.
Kadang kau pun terjatuh, panas membuat
of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
When you hear the name Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, what most people think of is a densely populated capital city with the hustle and bustle of high life mobility. It is undeniable that in some parts there are things that cannot be separated from Jakarta, from traffic jams to pollution. But who would have thought that Jakarta is included in the top 20 big cities with the highest healthy lifestyle in the world? This ranking was obtained after going through an assessment by a research institute, YouGov, which is based in the United Kingdom. In the process, there are a number of indicators for assessment ranging from happiness level, outdoor activities, and many more. This assessment study was conducted on 44 cities around the world. A city with a healthy lifestyle means a city that enables the community or its residents to be fully supported to live a healthy lifestyle as a whole. There are about 10 indicators that are used as an assessment, including the influence of pollution levels, environmental conditions, lifestyle choices, hours of sunshine, level of happiness, facilities for outdoor activities, monthly fitness center subscription fee, and many others. From the assessment of the YouGov Research Institute, Jakarta is ranked 17 below Toronto and Madrid, which are ranked 15 and 16. Meanwhile, the same position also makes Jakarta outperform several cities in other developed countries, such as Seoul, Los Angeles, Boston, Tokyo, Paris, London, and New York. There are several assessment indicators that, if seen, make Jakarta more attractive and superior to other cities. For example, the obesity rate in Jakarta is relatively low, which is 6.9%, with a life expectancy of 68.5 years. In terms of health facilities, Jakarta is also recorded as having 114 outdoor activities that can be used by the community. In addition, there are as many as 833 places that can be visited by the public to carry out outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in terms of the cost of using the services of a health facility or gym, the membership fee in Jakarta seems to be cheaper than other cities like Madrid or Seoul. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Yang berlalu biar jadi masalah, lu. Yang negatif biar jadi yang enak, lu.
Ayo jom.
Freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. Don't worry, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap tengok, ku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa awintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum, wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, Ticketing, Overdragging, van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled CINTA by Orkes Keroncong Larasati. The song CINTA, which means L-O-V-E, is the first album of The Bagindas, an Indonesian band, and it was released in 2010. This song tells about a man who loves a woman, but her love is unknown, and he is always hurt when he sees the woman going with her lover. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Larasati with the Keroncong song CINTA. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.